G'day, this is Nurky with BelowTopSecret.com member podcast, continuing my series of Nurky's language tapes with counting from 1 to 100 in Japanese. Previous editions of Nurky's language tapes have included such things as how to ask for beer in different languages, counting from 1 to 10 in different languages, and saying hello in multiple languages, and the last one in this series involved telling the time in Japanese. Now, for the minutes in Japanese, they go from 1 to 59, so in this podcast, I'll be teaching you how to count up from 1 to 100, so that you can tell the minutes past the hour. Now, I'll start this podcast by going from 1 to 10 in Japanese. I have done this in a previous episode of Nurky's Language Shapes, but I'll just do it again for the sake of consistency. From 1 to 10 in Japanese. 1. Ichi. 2. Ni. 3. San. 4. Shi or Yon. 5. Go. 6. Roku. 7. Shichi or Nana. 8. Hachi. 9. Kyu or Ku. 10. Ju. Now you notice that 4 can be pronounced as Shi or Yon. In Japanese, the word for death is shi, so yon is usually used more often. And for 7, you can use shichi or nana. And just remember that the one for 10 is ju, because you use that when you count in multiples of 10. For example, in English, we put a 0 for 20, 30, 40, etc. In Japanese, they just put the first number, the multiplier of the 10, say for 20, would be ni, and followed by ju. So it would be two multiples of 10. Ni, ju, 2, 10. Now I'm going to go through the list of 10 to 100 in multiples of 10. 10, ju. 20, ni, ju. 30, san, ju. 40, yon, ju. Usually they prefer to use yon rather than shi. 50, goju. 60, rokuju. 70, nanaju. Now 80 is hachiju. 90 is kyuju. And 100 is hyaku. H-Y-A-K-U, hyaku. Now you'll notice that yonju rather than shiju for 40 is used more often. And for 70 we see nanaju used more often than shichiju. So for multiples of 10, don't forget that we put the number that is the multiplier of 10 before we put the 10 which is ju. Now for counting from 11 to 19, we'll prefix the final number with ju, which is the multiplier of 10. But from 11 to 19, we only have one multiplier of 10. So 11 is juichi. 12 is juni. 13 is jusan. 14 is juyon, or jushi. 15 is jugo. 16 is juroku. 17 is jushichi, or junana. 18 is juhachi. 19 is juku. And then once we hit 19, we get up to niju. Then after that, we have the niju, and we suffix that with ichi for 21. And then 22 is niju ni. 23 is niju san. And you probably get the picture for the rest of them. So you'll notice that counting in Japanese is very similar to counting in English. But its pronunciation is actually more simple than what we have in English. Whereas we have 20, they just have niju, ni, and 10 for ju. So this brings me to the halfway point of this podcast, counting from 1 to 100 in Japanese. The second half of this podcast is going to be some exercises. So if you're fairly confident in your ability in counting from 1 to 100 in Japanese, attempt these exercises. But if you can't be bothered, then I'll see you in the next podcast. I'm going to scale these exercises in three different tiers. The first one being the numbers from 1 to 10, the second one being multiples of 10, and the third one being 20 random numbers between 1 and 100. I'm going to read out each number in succession, give you a few seconds to figure out which one it is, and then going to tell you the answer for it. So you won't really need to write down the numbers as I read them out. It's just a good idea to make note of how many you get right, and if you get more than 50% right, then you're doing fairly well. If you only get a couple right, then either 1, my pronunciation is rather pathetic, or 2, I need to speak clearer into the microphone, or 3, you should probably go and do a little bit more study in the numbers for Japanese. So let's get started for the first segment of the exercises for this lesson. From 1 to 10 in a random sequence of numbers. Roku. 6. Ni. 2. Kyu. 9. Ju. 10. Shi. 4. Ichi. 1. Sun. 3. Hachi. 8. Shichi. 7. Go. 5. So how did you go with those ones? Hopefully you got a few of them right, and hopefully my pronunciation is getting better so that you can more easily understand what I'm saying. So now it's time for multiples of 10. Are you ready? Rokuju. 60. Ju. 10. Kyuju. 90. Niju. 20. Hachiju. 80. Yonju. 40. Hyaku. 100. Goju. 50. Nanaju. 70. Sanju. 30. So how'd you go with that lot, the multiples of 10? Hopefully you got a few of those right too. And the next ones are going to be a lot harder than the previous ones. So if you had a little bit of difficulty with them, go over the lesson again and do a little bit more study on the numbers from 1 to 10 and the multiples of 10 before you attempt the last category of these exercises. So are you ready for the next lot? First one. Niju hachi. 28. Nanaju san. 73. Kyuju ku. 99. Juichi. 11. Sanju ni. 42. Rokuju san. 63. Sanju yon. 34. Rokuju go. 65. Sanju ni. 32. Yonju shichi. 47. 81. Kyuju san. 93. Hyaku. 100. Sanju ni. 32. Nanaju hachi. 78. Rokuju yon. 64. Niju. 20. Sanju roku. 36. Yonju hachi. 48. Niju ichi. 21. Well, hopefully you managed to get a few of those right. And if not, then you just had a bit of a taste of Nurki's really bad Japanese pronunciation. And hopefully in the next one, when I teach you to count from 1 to 10,000, my pronunciation will have improved a little bit, and you'll be more easily able to understand what I'm trying to say. But nonetheless, your Japanese can be improved by watching a lot of Japanese television and listening to Japanese music, such as what I have done for the past few years. Well, that brings this podcast to a conclusion, counting from 1 to 100 in Japanese. I started off by counting from 1 to 10, and then teaching how to count in multiples of 10, and then finished off the lesson with some examples for people to learn how to test their knowledge of counting from 1 to 100 in Japanese. Well, this is Nurki signing out from a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast. Sayonara.
今日は最高だよ。
Ohayo, Igirisu.
Natsuko and Peter here from JapanesePod101.com, a Japanese language podcast that brings you
Japan on Demand.
Learn Japanese about Japan
and about Japanese culture
with free daily 10 to 15 minute lessons direct from
Tokyo,
also known as Tokyo. Get your daily dose of Japanese and Japan at JapanesePod101.com.
よろしくお願いします。 Infinite Drone Podcast.